Can you be a ruthless editor? I mean, when you need to, you can cut the fat, throw it out, cut out the excess, and clear the clutter. Is that easy for you? It is so not easy for me. I want it to be, but it just isn't. I like stuff. I like my fridge covered in family photos and school artwork. I like a room to be full of life, which I guess for me equals more stuff. I'm not one to have clear countertops. My spaces are full. My closets are full. I have junk drawers full of priceless family memories, super glue, as well as random sparklers, pins, ticky-tack, and a lone smoke bomb from the 4th of July. That's just me. You never know when you might need blue smoke or a sparkler. Listen, I'm telling it like it is today. Part of my weakness is organization of things, as well as letting go of the things. Maybe you can relate. Along my journey, I've discovered different podcasts and authors that share their story about living a minimalist lifestyle. Minimalism is very fascinating and has helped me at times look at things from a different perspective. I do see how all the stuff begins to be the thing that takes up so much time. Managing our stuff can be the hamster wheel we get on, and before we know it, we are spending more time managing our life than actually living it. I think about the truth in Matthew 6, 19 and 20, where Jesus tells us not to store up our treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, but to store up our treasures in heaven. I want my heart to be centered on that truth. Still, we are daily sold the lie that life is better with more. But what do we really gain from having more? Ecclesiastes 2:11. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. Nothing was gained. King Solomon, who wrote this, knew firsthand what he was talking about. He had gained literally everything a man's heart could desire, and then at the end of his life, looked back and realized it was nothing. When is it really enough? And what emptiness are we trying to fill from all the stuff? If I get the latest this or the trendiest that, then I'll be happy? No. And we know it's not about the things. It's when we try to fill something in us or be someone we think everyone else wants us to be. God is saying, you're enough, and I'm enough for you. God brought to my mind the story of David and Goliath as I was thinking about how less is more. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, we read about David, who at the time was just a shepherd boy, and Goliath, a God-cursing giant. David wouldn't have it. He went to fight, and the king loaded him up with all the things, the shield, the sword, the helmet, and the armor. But instead of being what he really needed, it all weighed him down. The truth in that moment was he didn't need any of it. So he dropped the armor, let go of the excess, and took only what he needed. He walked toward that giant with 5 smooth stones, a slingshot, and a staff, and God on his side. If you go read the story, it doesn't end well for Goliath. God was with David. That's all he needed. And you know what? That's all we need. God is with us. He is enough. That's the truth. Maybe take an inventory of all the stuff that you're surrounded with. It could be a great season to drop all the excess that maybe you've been hanging on to, chasing after, or even hiding behind. Maybe like David, you're weighed down by what others have placed on you. Drop it. Be a ruthless editor and discover less is more. I'm Lori Klein.